Well, hello there, and good to have you with us. I'm Chuck Meether, a minister in the Reformed Church in the United States, and currently eating my breakfast at the Kirkside Cafe, where we also pause to reflect on the doctrines found in God's Word as summarized by the Heidelberg Catechism. So we look today at Lord's Day 12, question number 31. Why is he called Christ, that is, anointed? Because he is ordained of God the Father and anointed with the Holy Spirit to be our chief prophet and teacher, who has fully revealed to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our redemption, and our only high priest, who by one sacrifice of his body has redeemed us and ever lives to make intercession for us with the Father, and our eternal King, who governs us by his word and spirit and defends and preserves us in the redemption obtained for us. So there we have it, the three offices of our Lord Jesus Christ, the chief prophet, the chief high priest, and the chief king. And one modification that I think is important to emphasize is the two words, our only. He really is our only chief prophet. He really is our only high priest. He really is our only eternal king. And there is a ton of scripture that supports these three offices. Hebrews 1:9, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. The you, of course, is Christ. Deuteronomy 18:15, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet, that's a capital P, prophet, like me in your midst from your brethren, him you shall hear. And that's carried also into the New Testament, Acts 3:22. For Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet, again, capital P, prophet, this is Jesus now, like many from your brethren, him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. John 1:18, no one has seen the Father at any time, the only begotten Son, who is the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. And now as we move on to the office of priest, Psalm 110 verse 4, the great messianic psalm here, the Lord has sworn and will not relent, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. And that's further enunciated in Hebrews 7:21, where they have become priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him, who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not relent, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Romans 5:9 and 10, much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Then on to the office of king, Psalm 2:6, another messianic psalm. Yet I've set my king on my holy hill of Zion. Luke 1:33, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And I can go on to read more scripture that highlights these three offices, but it is worth noting here that we have our Lord as the eternal prophet, priest, and king. He has fulfilled all of these offices in his person and in his work. We don't need a Moses anymore. We don't need a David anymore. We have Christ. We have the ultimate prophet, priest, and king. Why is that so critical for us? Because, friends, we do not rely on fallen men anymore that God has appointed to these offices. We have now Christ, and so we appeal to him in our prayers to the Father. We pray in the name of Christ to the Father by the instigation of the Holy Spirit. You would think this would be sufficient for many a so-called professing believer. But too often, men appeal to other men when it comes to intercession, when it comes to seeking absolution or pardon. But we are explicitly told that Christ is not just our Savior, but also the one who intercedes on our behalf. And so we pray directly. This is also carried out in our worship practice. Worship today is not horizontal anymore. We don't have fallen human priests that do our bidding. So it's not horizontal. Man does not appeal to man, and that man appeals then to God. No, God speaks, and we respond. We respond in praise and in prayer and in our giving. But we don't worship to be heard by another man in order for us to go to God. Worship is vertical. And this has profound implications, because too often today, man performs for man. In this sense, look at me glorifying God. Worship is not a performance. Worship is hard work. We worship in the institution of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is prophet, priest, and king. See you tomorrow at the Kirkside Cafe.